thanks for listening to the Roto Grinders Daily Fantasy Fix Podcast. Sponsored by FanDuel.com. FanDuel.com, the leader in single-day fantasy sports contests.
Roto Grinders presents the Daily Fantasy Fix Podcast. Bringing you up-to-the-minute industry news.
Time for me to tell you about the biggest tournament in the history of daily fantasy sports.
Interviews from the biggest names in the industry.
The one and only Kondia. Head Chopper joins us now to talk about this weekend in daily fantasy football. Now on the podcast, Napster Man.
And game analysis to save you time and help you build your bankroll.
Both the salary and the matchup are just too good. If you are not playing him in your head-to-head game, you are just going to lose.
Here is your host, the one and only, Dan Bock.
Hey everybody, what is going on? Welcome to your Monday edition here of the Roto Grinders Daily Fantasy Fix Podcast. I, of course, am Dan Bock, DB730, the old fantasy alias. Been knocking out this podcast since, I believe, 2011. Man, crazy run of this show, and happy to still bring it to you each and every day. Daily fantasy has changed just a little bit. You know, we went from zero television advertising back then to now DraftKings, I think, spending more money than any other advertiser on TV coming up this week. So it is going to be absolutely nuts. We're proudly presented to you by our friends over at FanDuel. FanDuel doing it big tonight, $700,000 guaranteed tournament in the Monster. I think it's a Super Monster or Mega Monster. Either way, looks like this tournament, pretty good chance it's going to fill. So make sure you reserve an entry over there. We'll do some game analysis here a little bit later for this slate. A lot of great stuff happened this weekend that we need to talk about here on the podcast, including another two-time millionaire. That doesn't happen too much, too often here in Daily Fantasy, although it's happened twice in the last 2 weeks. First with Ray of Hope, and now with good old Cheese is Good. He won the big tournament on DraftKings on Friday, threw a single bullet into that tournament. Obviously an expensive buy-in at $1,500, but it all hit. Yankee stack, some Daniel Nava action, and next thing you know, Cheese is Good is our second two-time millionaire, so I want to talk about that a little bit. Also, we will talk about some exciting news that kind of broke this weekend. I kind of had a hunch or inside knowledge that it was going to go down. But Peter Jennings, of course, CSU Ram 88, he's done a lot of stuff with us here over there at Fantasy Labs, obviously DraftKings Pro. And it looks like that he is going to be their main fantasy analyst for college football. In fact, there's going to be a college football show Saturday mornings from 11 to 12 talking about fantasy college football. And considering there's not a whole lot of season-long components, it's probably going to be very daily fantasy-focused. But this is a huge deal for him and a huge deal for the industry, and I got some thoughts that I want to give on that. Also, we've got announcements today of our Grinders Live schedule for this football season. Of course, we're still going to be pumping out the pretty much the daily content for baseball through the month. Still, we'll do our golf when we have golf tournaments available. But obviously, college and pro football, we've got an unbelievable schedule for you, and with some really great names and new partnerships, and it's just exciting to kind of see where we came from to where we are now. And you know, it kind of has to do, obviously, with the growth of the industry as well. But we always try to, you know, kind of push the envelopes and do things that haven't been done before. And we're real proud of the group of people and the group of guys who stay committed to helping you guys out. I mean, that's the underrated thing here, is that, you know, all these big names that we have out there, they're willing to give back to you guys. And we absolutely love that. They do it for the betterment of the industry. And, you know, sometimes they move on to bigger and better things, as we've seen with CSU Ram here. And we'll talk about that in a moment. But overall, it's exciting to kind of be able to work with people who are willing to kind of have that mentality. And I love it. We've just got an unbelievable team here at Roto Grinders. And I thank all those guys for doing what they do. All right, well, let's start here with Cheese is Good first off. Dave Potts, obviously a contributor here on Roto Grinders. I love his stuff. He's a very, very smart guy. And you know what? I hope somebody does a nice story on him in, you know, on a mainstream level, because he's a really different cat. Like, and I say that in like the most endearing way. Like, when you first look at him and you meet him, you wouldn't be surprised. But this is a guy who not only did he come over from the season-long world, and he dominated season-long and has been an A-plus player at that level, but now has come to Daly and has won $1 million not once, but twice. But his history is really interesting. He's a guy who, like, traveled the U.S. as a singer-songwriter, you know, in a van, going from small town or college town to college town, just playing music in coffee shops and whatnot, and probably has some unbelievable stories to tell, and is a guy that, you know, doesn't necessarily tout himself out whatsoever. You know, he's very humble, and, you know, I think that's very refreshing. I think all of us, including myself, sometimes get caught up in the self-promotion, but here's a guy who's never been like that, and I can't tell you, we're just tickled to have him a part of, you know, the Roto Grinders team, and, you know, the content that he's put forth this year has been really thought-provoking and interesting stuff, and I certainly hope we continue to have him a part of what we do here at Roto Grinders. But for him to win a second $1 million on Friday night is just an unbelievable story, so I really hope that DraftKings or RG or whomever, you know, certainly tries to push his story ahead. And, you know, he might not even want it, but I think it's a great story. And you know, we see so much stuff in the mainstream media today talking about daily fantasy, drawing the corollaries to gambling and legality and blah, 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 blah. And I understand that, you know, those are pertinent questions because on at face value, what we do here in daily fantasy does resemble gambling on a lot of levels. But it shouldn't be just the story. I think there are credible stories to be talked about in terms of the personalities and the people behind these screen names. And I think he is one of those guys who you could learn a lot from, and I think it would be a compelling story. So congrats to Dave, a great guy. I believe he's going to be at the Grinders party this year. So all I have to say is drinks on you, Dave, okay? You are going to be, you know, buying some cocktails for people, two-time $1 million winner, and a great guy to boot. So congrats to him on that win on Friday night, and a single bullet. So there you go. You never know. Just takes one, and you could parlay that into $1 million. He did it this past weekend. Next little thing that I need to talk about, and it's not little, it's a big deal. And basically this weekend, you had one of the ESPN producers basically, you know, let the cat out of the bag. This football season on ESPNU, they're going to be running a college football fantasy show, like a fantasy, I don't know if it's fantasy focus, but basically like they have for NFL, but they're going to be running it for college from 11 to 12. And one of the names who is going to be involved in this is Peter Jennings, of course, of DraftKings fame, CSU Ram 88. And this is just a great, great thing on so many levels. First off, you know, Peter is a guy I consider a dear friend in this industry, has been for a very long time. He's somebody who I really look at as just one of the true great guys in the industry. And this is really an important moment for a lot of reasons. First off, when we had Matt Barry on the show, not that long ago, maybe a month or so ago, he kind of hinted that there were going to be more bigger names in the daily fantasy space that you've heard of being a part of what ESPN is doing. Well, there really isn't too many bigger names than CSU Ram 88. This guy is a $1 million winner. He's arguably now the face of DraftKings. He's done a lot of work here at Grinders Live and at RG, started up Lineup Labs and has done an amazing job with that product. And overall, he's somebody who's really made a name for himself in this space. But the thing about Peter, which is different than anybody else that ESPN has hired to talk daily fantasy, is that this guy is a huge high-volume player. They obviously brought in Derek Carty, Renee Miller, a few other people for the baseball side of things this year. And all those guys, they put out great content. This isn't a slam on them whatsoever. But they don't play like a guy like Peter Jennings plays. And this is the kind of interesting thing about it and why I'm really impressed by Peter taking this opportunity is because there's no way ESPN could be paying him as much money as he plays and probably makes playing college football. Because I know for a fact that I believe that this is his like most lucrative sport when it comes to ROI is DFS college football. So you've got a guy here who is going to be doing a show up until lineup lock who plays, you know, upwards of, it might be a little bit much, but I'd say close to six figures a weekend in daily fantasy. So, you know, this is a huge responsibility for him to, you know, be taking on, as well as still trying to be this big-time, high-end player. And, you know, throw the, you know, and also include the fact that, you know, he's, quote-unquote, I don't necessarily believe it, but giving his edge away. But here's the deal. This is what Peter has always done, and this is why I love him so much in this space, is he's a guy who's always looked at it not just for himself. He is looking at this as an opportunity to move the industry, the game of daily fantasy college football forward, and he is basically, you know, putting, I don't say his bankroll at risk, because he's not. He still is going to be able to make teams early, but if there is a late injury issue or there is overlay to chase, it's pretty hard to do when you're going to be on air that last hour during lineup lock. And for him to kind of sacrifice some of that for, in my eyes, you know, improving the industry and making it better and giving it, you know, the biggest platform that we can have at ESPN, I think that speaks volumes of the type of guy that Peter is, that, you know, he isn't just looking out for his best interests, he's looking out for everybody's. And that's what I love about it. And I wish him the absolute best of luck with this. And I think that he's always been an amazing ambassador for what we do, and looking forward to seeing what he does on Saturday mornings over there on ESPNU. So big shout out to him. And it'll be interesting to see if they have him do other content, written or whatnot. Yeah, they would be smart to. I mean, the guy is brilliant. I mean, he's one of the best minds in DFS that you can find. I mean, the guy has put in just hours and hours of work and analysis to become the player that he has. And there's no doubt. And you know, it's funny because people still come to me and they're like, why do these people tout? Why do you guys tout? Why do you give your edge away? Here's the deal. By us doing content like this, or Peter doing ESPN, or Beer doing the Six Packs, or SiriusXM, it makes us better players. Because the fact of the matter is, we don't want to look like an idiot. And people who think that people who give advice give bad advice because it gives them a larger edge, come on, you're totally being unreasonable. Nobody in my right mind, and I've been doing this a long time, and I've hired a lot of people to do it, have ever, in my opinion, given bad advice, because it's hard. I mean, you're just being fake. It's impossible to do. And that doesn't move you forward as a player. And even though there's going to be a lot of eyeballs on that show, even though there's a lot of eyeballs and ears in what we do here at Roto Grinders, we're still a fraction of the entire grand scale of fantasy sports. So yes, we're going to help people improve and get better, but the entire existence of Daily Fantasy doesn't listen to RG. I'd love if they did, but they don't. Not everybody playing college football is going to be watching Peter on Saturday morning. So, yeah, maybe he is going to give a little bit of his quote-unquote edge away, but I think how it's going to move the industry forward makes it worthwhile. So congrats to Pete. Great news there. Okay, next thing for us to talk about, Grinders Live. We've got an unbelievable grouping of people going to be joining us this year on this platform. Look for the announcement today in the forums, but I'll give you a little sneak peek here on the podcast. And we're going to be having huge names, and we're going to be partnering with new sites that we've never done, you know, cross-promoted or cross-worked with. And it's really exciting. So quickly, this is the rundown for us on Wednesday. It's going to be our first look show. It's going to be EMAC, third in DFS, Bryce, and of course, Paul Boggs-Light Arrington. So that's going to get us rolling here on the first show of the week on Wednesday night. After that, we're really excited to be partnering up with Football Guys to do a daily fantasy hour. And it's going to be me as the host, and we're going to have John Lee and Austin Lee of Football Guys. And it's going to be hardcore analysis like you get on their site, obviously slanted towards daily fantasy, but these two guys, I'll tell you what, I've really not come into two guys who are more excited to be doing a certain type of show. I mean, some of the emails that I've gotten from them, ideas, it just gets me excited to see the passion that they have. So Football Guys and RG coming together for a weekly show on Grinders Live. That'll be Wednesday night, about 9:30 on that show. Thursday, we'll have our kickoff show before the Thursday night games, and it's going to be with our friends over there at Pro Football Focus, another daily fantasy hour With those guys, you're going to have Britt Devine as your host, along with Jeff Ratcliffe and Jody Smith, both of Pro Football Focus, guys who have great followings, have been with that company for a while. And obviously, that's going to be a very numbers-driven, data-oriented show that's going to help you leading up to those Thursday night games and obviously the games throughout the weekend. Also on Thursday night, I'm back once again, College Football After Dark. Myself and Head Chopper, if you love college football, we're going to break it down for you in a full hour from about 9 to 10 Eastern on Thursday night. So really looking forward to that show. This is year three of that for the two of us. And I'll tell you what, it makes me a better player being able to talk DFS with Head Chopper each and every Thursday. On Friday night, this is where it gets a little bit exciting. Now, these are going to start week two because of all the travel arrangements, people going to Miami and to Vegas. So these Friday night shows are going to work, going to start on week two. But we're going to be bringing the Friday Night Grind show to you. It's going to be Dean Shavelson, the DFS Almanac. I think the most likable guy in DFS, might I add. Beer Makers Fan is back on Grinders Live. He'll be on this show. Chris Prince, of course, of FanDuel fame. And then the third host is going to be exciting. We're going to have Evan Silva of Roto World, who, in my eyes, writes the best football column on the web each and every week for Roto World. So he will be on with us every other week. He will start on week two. And then when he is not obviously going to be able to do the show that off week, we're going to have Josh John, known as Onges, who writes our NFL Grinddown show, or Grinddown column each and every week. He'll be on. So the fact that we can bring Silva over to Roto Grinders, even it's every other week, this is a huge deal for us. Again, this guy is a true professional, one of the smartest guys that I know of when you talk fantasy football. So that'll be Friday night, 7:30. At 9 o'clock, we're bringing back our expert roundtable show. Obviously, a couple of new hosts here. We're going to have Jeff Collins, Jeff L. Hefe. There you go. I got you right there, Jeff. But he's going to be the main host with Adam Levitan, who is back once again. And Mr. JM to Win. Of course, if you don't know Jordan, then you guys need to start reading his stuff, because I think one of the most talented writers anywhere writing about fantasy sports, entertaining, informative, and he, Levitan, and Collins are going to be killing it on Friday night with our our roundtable show. So that's going to be Friday at 9. Saturday, College Football Game Day show. That's going to be EMAC and STL again. They will get rolling at 10:30. And then on Sunday, three shows for you. 10:30 with Britt, Hoop, and Draft Cheat. 11:30 with Dean, Tip and Pick, and Cards, STL Cardinals, Justin Van Zuden. And then our last call show, pump for this too, going to be live content for you all the way up until kickoff. Kevin Adams, known as the Magic Sports Guy, writes over there at Fantasy Guru, and a guy who's had a lot of success in this space, along with Rad Thad, Dr. Thad Houston, of course, of the Living the Fantasy fame, and a guy who's done a lot of stuff for us, qualified for Mucho Live Finals. So they'll be taking your questions all the way up until kickoff. And lastly, it is Night Sweats. We'll kind of to be announced, but that'll probably get started week two as well. And look for that as we'll sweat million-dollar winners each and every Monday night live on Grinders Live. So there you go. That is our Grinders Live setup. I hope you enjoyed. I love putting it together. It's a lot of work to do, but it's well worth it, and can't wait to watch the shows. And remember this, all these shows that we do, probably not the Saturday and Sunday ones, but everything up until Friday, we're going to throw here on the podcast RSS. So if you can't watch it live, we hope you can. You will be able to have the audio-only version for you to download, so you can catch that on your way to work or anytime throughout the week. Okay, there you have it. That's enough of the industry news. I'm excited now to move into MLB analysis for this Monday night. We've got a big tournament, the Super Monster on FanDuel, $75,000 to first place, $700K in total. So a nice kind of flat payout on this one. Pays out the top $468. And again, it's a $300 buy-in on this. 800 of 2592 as of about 9:30 Eastern here this morning. So a good chance this may fill by the end of the day. But let's get started here with our starting pitcher analysis. We'll look at the matchups here, and we'll start with Tampa Bay against Baltimore. And Chris Archer takes on Wei-Yin Chen. And again, I always try to find those lines that look a little bit off to me. On Friday, I talked about a minus 200 favorite for the Yankees just didn't seem right on the road. And sure enough, they blew up. Well, Chris Archer being only a minus 115 favorite on the road against Baltimore and Wei-Yin Chen seems off too. Now, Archer's a guy with huge K upside, so I think he's still in play, especially on a site like DraftKings where the win is not as important. On FanDuel, though, I'm a little bit less confident to be rolling him out there because you really do want to pick up those four win points. But Archer, again, is a K machine. Chen, on the other end, not a guy I'm overly excited about. Lefty against the Rays, who usually hit lefties pretty well. So total of only 7.5 in this game, and probably one that I'm mostly going to pass on, I believe. Indians and Blue Jays, you've got Toronto just mashing at this point, and it's David Price against Danny Salazar. Price opens at minus 193 favorite. The total's kind of low at 7.5. I don't think I'm paying up for the prices on these Blue Jay hitters. The one guy who's a little bit reasonable still is Tulowitzki at 3.8, but you're looking Donaldson 5.9, Bautista 5.7. Encarnacion 5-2, maybe Justin Smoke if he's in the lineup at a DH spot at 2.7K could be a nice value first baseman for you. Phillies and the Mets, Jared Eichhoff against Bartolo Colon, and Colon a minus 207 favorite at home. That's big for Bart, and I don't think I'd use him. I mean, 7.6, I guess if you needed a less than 8K pitcher and you wanted to get some big bats and differentiate, you could in tournaments. Maybe these hitters for the Mets are where we need to be looking here a little bit. Projected run total is not great at 4.10, but 7.5 is the total in this game. Colon, multi-pitcher sites, if you need to find a value one, you probably could do worse than him. Neither of these next two pitchers I believe much in whatsoever. Chris Narvison against Mike Foltynewicz of the Braves and Marlins. This game is in Atlanta. Total of 8 here. Pretty even line. Slight favorite there for Atlanta at minus 119. Wouldn't be opposed to using some of the hitters in this game. The question is, there's not a whole lot to love on the hitting angle. Even Freddie Freeman is in a lefty-lefty matchup versus Narvison. Had a pretty good game yesterday, 3.4K, but maybe some value options in a Johnny Gomes, who usually hits lefties pretty well, 2.5K on FanDuel. Markakis, Cameron Maben even, 3.1. So it could be a sneaky stack there for Atlanta because nobody's ever going to really go that route. But let's move on. Ivan Nova against Eddie Rodriguez of the Red Sox. And Rodriguez favored at minus 115. A little bit surprising here. And I think this is telling me, watch out for the Red Sox bats in this one. Nova obviously got lit up last time he took the bump. And it just seems strange to me that against Rodriguez, who's mediocre at best pitcher, that that the Red Sox would be favored here because the Yankees have been scoring like 15 runs a night lately. So their bats have been on fire. And you're also talking about guys like you know, Didi Gregorius, Stephen Drew, Greg Bird. You're not talking about just A-Rod and McCann and Ellsbury. Now, Ellsbury does have some massive BVP in his favor today. So there's a guy who I think 4 home runs against Rodriguez in his career. It's a lot for a guy who doesn't hit a lot of home runs. But I think Boston bats could be sneaky with the total of 9 in this game and a slight favorite. So take a look at them tonight, one of my favorite stacks of the evening. Obviously, last night, Chicago had a no-hitter out there in L.A., Jake Arrieta. So Kyle Hendricks tonight on the mound against Michael Lorenzen. A lot of travel for them last night. You know, it was a late game coming over to Chicago. I do believe in the whole travel side of things, but we don't have a total or a favorite in this game at the moment. Usually the weather has a little bit to do with that. If I was going to put a line on this one, I would probably say Chicago at minus 160 here against the Reds and Michael Lorenzen. I don't mind some of the lefties here, Schwarber, Coughlin, Rizzo, and even Chris Bryant had a dong last night. I don't mind him one bit against Lorenzen, who does struggle there against lefties. Mariners and Astros, Dallas Keuchel against Vidal Sassoon, Nuno, and Keuchel minus 220 favorite, one of the biggest on the day, and a guy who's dominant at home, tough not to love him as your starting pitcher tonight. Washington and the Cardinals, low total here at 7, John Lackey against Gio Gonzalez. You could kind of go Gio just simply because the Cardinals don't hit lefties that great. But they did get hot out there this past week in their series out on the West Coast. So I'm not sure I want to necessarily go all in against the Cardinals here. And obviously, Gio's an underdog at plus 135. So Lackey is the favorite. Washington bats starting to wake up just a little bit. So again, I'm a little surprised this is at 7. I would have probably pegged it at least 7.5. But there could be some interesting bats to use to piecemeal here. I'm not sure I would stack either of these two teams tonight. Coors Field back in play. We got Chad Bettis against Robbie Ray of Arizona. 10.5 the number here. The thing about it is I don't really love this game. Like, especially on FanDuel, they've juiced up the salaries. You've got Goldie at 5.6. You've got NCRT at 3.8. Pollock 5.1. Peralta 4K. Obviously, all these Rockies bats in the mid-4. So I just don't think I want to... I don't love this matchup on either side right now. Arizona bats have kind of quieted just a little bit. Goldschmidt seems to be in a little bit of a rut. Obviously, Coors Field can change things dramatically. But on a night where... it's going to be tough to get those bats in with the starting pitching we have out there. I'm kind of fading it all together, and especially the Rockies. I prefer them against right-handed pitching than lefties, and Robbie Ray has proven to be capable so far. He's not great, has put together some solid starts, obviously can get hit up from time to time, but I trust him a little bit more than some of the other guys out there. So for me, I'm not stacking Coors, I believe, tonight. Angels in Oakland, Dubront against Hector Santiago, and 7.5 is the total in this game. Santiago, slight road favorite at minus 115. Again, lowish total, not a ton to get necessarily excited about in this matchup. Steven Vogt's been hitting well, but versus a lefty, he's probably not going to be in the lineup. I'd probably give the slight edge to Santiago on multi-pitcher sites if I'm going to consider either one in this game. Giants and Dodgers. Dodgers bats have gone silent. Are they going to wake up today against Jake Peavy? We will see. Doesn't help that Yasiel Puig is banged up. And then Brett Anderson tonight. He is probably the most boring starting pitcher you can find. He'll give you 6-7 innings, strike out 2, throw a lot of ground balls out there. Not somebody I really love using for fantasy. There are a few interesting bats we'll talk about, though, in this matchup. Minus 145 there for the Dodgers at home in this matchup. And then lastly, Padres and Rangers. This game in Petco, low total at 6.5. Colby Lewis, Tyson Ross, small favorite there for the Padres at minus 128. Probably not going to go with too many bats there, I believe, from San Diego. Okay, let's look at some quick analysis here. We'll start with the salary charts to see if there's any major discrepancies in salaries between the sites here. Not a lot that stand out. One guy I talked about who's a big favorite tonight is Bartolo Colon. 7,600 on FanDuel, 6,800 on DraftKings. I think could be interesting against Philly. Now, Philly does hit righties well, but much better at home than on the road, so I'm not necessarily afraid to go that route. Hendricks as well at 6,700, another guy. We'll see how Vegas checks in on that, especially concerning the weather. But another name that I'm not afraid to necessarily use here tonight. If you want to get super crazy, Foltynewicz against the Fish could be a possibility at 4,600. Just because I think that the Marlins are just a bad team right now. Stanton's supposed to be back on Friday, and when he does come back, then absolutely, that gives them a huge bump. Yelich, we'll see if he plays tonight again. If he is out, I think at 5,800 on FanDuel, 4,600 on DraftKings, he's kind of my cheap tournament option. On the high end of the spectrum, I think Keuchel's the way I want to go. He's barely the most expensive guy in DraftKings, about 800 cheaper on FanDuel. And he seems to be the guy I'm probably going to be using the most here in this matchup against the Seattle Mariners. Okay, let's look at some of the split stats for tonight. By the way, home road, Dallas Keuchel at home is insane. 247 WOBA in the last 140 or 190 innings, a 211 average, a K per 9 of close to 8, OPS below 600. He's just dominant at home, so just more reason to consider him. Same with Tyson Ross, kind of makes him a little bit sneaky against Texas. 215 average, 263 WOBA in the last 166 innings there at home. So just a couple of numbers that definitely stand out to me. Lorenzen, not great on the road this year. 407 the WOBA, 305 the average for him in the last 37 innings pitched. Same with Ivan Nova, 372 WOBA, 288 on the road here with a pretty high home run to fly ball. Righty-lefty splits. Let's get rolling with these. Obviously, Narvison has struggled against righties, but small sample size there. He is not a good pitcher, so pick on him just a little bit, I think, maybe with the Atlanta bats. Chad Bettis against righties, 389 WOBA, 306 average, 907 OPS. So don't hesitate maybe to go with some of those Arizona bats. I'm not stacking Arizona tonight, but if you did, Beef Wellington, obviously Goldschmidt. Don't be afraid to go righty on righty there against Bettis. Ivan Nova against righties, again, 40 innings, small sample size, but 363, the weighted OBA, OPS at 839, and a 23% home run to fly ball. So, again, more reason to like those Red Sox bats. Righties against Robbie Ray, 359 WOBA, 278 the average, obviously in Coors Field, something to consider there. And lastly, Foltynewicz, 353 WOBA to righties, 287 that batting average, OPS 812 for right-handers against him. Let's go to the WOBA versus lefties here, and Michael Lorenzen has really struggled against left-handers, so look to a guy like Anthony Rizzo. Great play, I think, tonight. 440 WOBA, 326 average, OPS over 1 in 34 innings, so the travel does worry me just a little bit going from West Coast to East Coast, but they should be able to manage, likely. Foltynewicz as well has struggled against lefties, 411 the WOBA, 323 the average, 970 the OPS. I really hope Yelich is playing. If he's playing, watch out. Justin Bour, min salary, FanDuel. Get a little excited about that one. Eduardo Rodriguez against the Yankees, 388 WOBA to lefties, 277. Small sample size there. And Nova against lefties, 351 WOBA, 309 average against 805 OPS. So certainly some opportunity there, I think, for the Red Sox bats. All right, let's move on to some of the hitters for tonight. Again, a little bit quick look at the BVP for tonight. I usually don't use this too often. It usually lets me down more times than not, but there are those cases where you look at it and something does kind of catch your eye. And tonight, I think that starts out in the in Fenway, where you've got Jacoby Ellsbury. These are pretty impressive numbers here. Let's see. 17 at-bats, 647 average with four home runs and a double against Eduardo Rodriguez. Now, given, that's not sustainable, but there's no question that Ellsbury is going to walk into that matchup knowing those numbers, and same with Rodriguez. So for his salary on FanDuel, I'm not certainly afraid to kind of go that route here tonight and kind of use that history as, you know, part of the reason to maybe consider him. But we look for larger sample size numbers. Logan Forsythe against Wei-Yin Chen, three home runs in 22 at-bats, a 318 average there. Altuve against Vidal Sassoon Nuno, 474, that batting average against him in those 19 at-bats that they have faced. So those are just a couple of the guys that certainly have good numbers against their counterparts in a decent enough sample size. Let's go to the WOBA machine. Let's go position by position, see what it spits out, who it likes. No surprise there, but we've got Kyle Schwarber and Miguel Montero, the two guys at the catcher position. Now, Schwarber is outfield eligible on FanDuel, but Lorenzen has struggled so mightily versus lefties. Keep them in mind. McCann against Rodriguez is third, and Chris Iannetta, Wellington Castillo, all kind of in the top six there tonight. One guy who's not there, surprisingly, Buster Posey checks in ninth against Anderson. Love him tonight. We'll get to him in just a moment. The WOBA by position, first base, Anthony Rizzo. So not surprising there. Followed by Goldschmidt, Justin Bour at 2.2K. David Ortiz and Joey Votto is your top five at first base on our WOBA machine. Over at second, Jose Altuve against a lefty. That's not a surprise. D. Gordon, a lefty against Foltynewicz. Not really a surprise. Forsythe also checks in the top five. DJ LeMahieu is fifth against Robbie Ray. Over at third base, Justin Turner is a guy who hits righties better than he hits lefties, even though he's right-handed. He gets Jake Peavy tonight. Not a terrible salary on him. Arenado against Ray is second over at third base. A-Rod's been a little bit banged up, and Chase Headley's been playing incredibly well, so not sure I'm going to go A-Rod here. Bryant against Lorenzen in the top five, and same with Pablo Sandoval against Ivan Nova. Love those Red Sox. WOBA at shortstop, Derek Dietrich against Foltynewicz. Definitely a guy who brings a lot of punch to that lineup. So obviously if you're going to use Foltynewicz as a punt pitcher, you're not going to use Dietrich. But if you don't, could be a good source of value for you. Correa's been banged up. We'll see if he's back in the lineup. Should be soon. He checks in second against Nuno. Andrelton Simmons against Narveson. That kind of stands out to me here. A nice cheap punt option potentially at shortstop. Troy Tulowitzki and Marwin Gonzalez in the top five there. And then lastly, the outfielders, Chris Coughlin, Johnny Gomes, Dexter Fowler. Not the biggest names in the world, but all three splits matchups in their favor tonight, so you could get some good value there. Mike Trout, priced down in the outfield against DuBront, is fourth. Cameron Maben, fifth against Chris Narveson. All right, I'm going to give you my position-by-position outlook. And again, Dallas Keuchel, likely my cash game pitcher tonight, I think. But let's move on to the other positions. We'll start at catcher. And obviously, Brian McCann, a little bit pricey for me at 4,200, so I don't think I'm going to go there. On FanDuel, it's tough for me not to use Buster Posey versus a left-handed pitcher for 3K. Here's a guy who has usually been about 4,200. And look at his production the last four games. Not bad. 4.75, 2.25, 3.5, and 3.25. So he's been three or more, or I guess two or more, in four straight. 3K is a gimme price tag. You can, you know, fit him with any top-end pitcher that you want tonight. I think he's the number one play, probably the most popular play. If you're not going to go that route, don't be afraid to use a Cubs lefty here, especially Montero. He's the one that you'd probably want. I'm guessing he will be behind the dish here today. He's 2,500 and a lot of home run upside for him. Two more hits yesterday against Los Angeles. So let's make sure he's in the lineup. Over at first base, if you're paying up, it's Anthony Rizzo for me. If you're going value, Justin Bour at 2,200 is the way you want to go at min salary. Bohr's got home runs in each of his last two games, 7-5, the output. And, you know, pretty good player. I mean, he shouldn't be min salary, that is for sure. So I think that he is a nice, you know, value option. I don't mind Ortiz. Again, if you're stacking up the Red Sox, which I will certainly do in a couple of occasions, I think that he's a guy that you want to consider today. I don't think a lot of people will be on him because I think most people will go Rizzo, or if they're going to pay up, they might even go all the way up to Goldschmidt there in Coors. At second base tonight, I think it's Jose Altuve type of night. This guy's been playing pretty well, too. 3,600 and went 4 for 5 yesterday. 1 for 5, 2 for 5, 1 for 3, 1 for 3. Basically hits in 8 of his last 9 games. He's 3,600, fair salary, cash game lock for me. Over at third base, same with Todd Frazier. You know, he's been cheap for a while, and people are like, "Yeah, Frazier's, you're just playing this guy because of the name." No, I'm playing him. Because he's got, what, multi-hit games in four of his last six and does bring give you home run upside every time he steps up to the plate. Righty on righty is not a big deal for him. And at 2,600, that's a gimme salary at third base tonight. So I certainly think that he is in play. Again, if you want top pitchers, he's going to allow you to roster those guys. Chase Headley's been swinging a really hot bat lately. 16, 2.25, 9.5 in his last three. Not a bad matchup here today against Rodriguez, the lefty. And take a look at Chase Headley tonight, assuming he's in the lineup. Pretty fair salary for him. Dietrich for Miami, 2,800. Turner, 2,800. So a few guys who hit our WOBA machine. Shortstop's a tough one. You know, not a lot to love here. Tulowitzki in a very explosive offense, but in one that with a game total of 7.5 at home, just feels like, you know, maybe they, you know, it's going to slow down tonight for them. 3,800 is a big price tag to pay. It's not terrible. Like, I'm willing to pay it, but it's not anything that I have to pay for. So I think he will be, you know, not overly owned here today. Ian Desmond, again, another guy you want when he's hot. Well, he's starting to be hot here again. So consider him. Hits in 8 of his last 9 games. On the cheaper end of the spectrum, again, you've got Gregorius at 3K, somebody to consider. Xander Bogaerts at 3K as well here. He's got multi-hit games in three of his last four. 3K is his salary. Again, love the Red Sox tonight. And Johnny Peralta, 2,200 versus a lefty there in Gio Gonzalez. He has not been able to hit the broadside of a barn lately. No hits in 1, 2, 3, 4, last four games. So had the night off yesterday, or the afternoon off yesterday, so maybe today he gets it going a little bit. But Peralta at min salary versus a southpaw, I'd be willing to take a shot on that. Over in the outfield tonight, again, the BVP, if you're a believer, Jacoby Ellsbury has owned Rodriguez. It is lefty on lefty, but the price tag to me is good enough to take that shot at 3,100 on an offense that's pretty explosive, hitting at the top of that order. The guy I really like, though, is Mike Trout, 4K. That's as low of a price tag as we've had on him. Nearly hit for the cycle yesterday, was 4-for-4 with a double triple. Didn't quite get the home run, nearly had one in that first inning. So he's been quiet lately. This isn't a matchup versus DuBrant that worries me much. So Mike Trout, hopefully things are going to turn for him here a little bit. And 4K, that's as good of a price tag as you've been able to get on him in quite some time. Adam Jones against Chris Archer, a nice salary, but I don't think this is the matchup I want to use him on. We'll see if Colabello's in the lineup. Again, nice source of power in that lineup against Cleveland, 3,200. But again, it's going to be dependent upon where he falls in that lineup, if he's in it. Dexter Fowler, 3,100, another solid matchup for him against Lorenzen, 3 hits yesterday. So maybe the hot streak continues. Jason Wirth, I don't hate it against John Lackey tonight. He's starting to get rolling a little bit. Big game for him yesterday, 11 fantasy points. A 3K salary is reasonable. We'll see if Hanley Ramirez gets back in the lineup. He did not play on Sunday, so pretty doubtful that he is. But if he's in the lineup, you could consider him in your Red Sox stack, potentially. Let's see, a few cheaper options for you. Carlos Gomez at 2,800 versus Nuno, the lefty. He's got hits in 5 straight games. A lot of upside at under 3K price tag. Same with Colby Rasmus. He's lefty and lefty. Probably would avoid that one, but he had been batting cleanup. So good spot in the order, that is for sure. Johnny Gomes at 2,500 versus the lefty. Again, that's the only time you really want to play him. You do risk losing that bat for pinch hitting, though, so that's the drawback of potentially using him there. Andre Ethier at 2,300. That offense is tough to kind of get behind. Jay Bruce has a decent price tag today as well at 2,500. Don't mind him for tournaments. So there you go. That's your look at Daily Fantasy Baseball for this Monday. Best of luck in your matchups. Alrighty, let me tell you about my friends over at FanDuel. Of course, FanDuel has a lot going on, including the college football Playboy tournament. That starts on Thursday. They've got 2 of them out there. I've got 13 entries in the $25. What the hell am I doing? I am chasing day one. There's 70 seats, but I can't get enough of it. I want to get my seat early so then I can slowly calm down and kind of focus more on cash games. But I love building lineups, so hey. You know, it's the struggles of bankroll management here this football season. But college, again, starts on Thursday. We get live action football. That's exciting. MLB tonight's a huge tournament, the Super Monster, with $75,000 going to first place. So take a shot at that. The Grand Slam, a little bit lower buy-in at $25. That's at $125K. NFL, the Sunday Millions, right there at $25. Can turn that into $1 million on FanDuel, the NFL Rush, and the NFL Monster as well at $1 million and $100,000 in terms of their payouts. And more tournaments to come. I mean, they are going to continue to put these out there. They're going to fill and put more out there. So certainly, they're great sponsors of this very show, and we thank them for all that they do. FanDuel.com. And with that, we are going to be done for today. We thank you so much for the listen, the download. Do us a favor. Leave us a nice little review over there on iTunes. Subscribe to the podcast on iTunes or Stitcher and tell us what you think. We want honest feedback, not telling you to, you know, kind of suck up to us. You don't have to do that. Just tell us what you think. Put a little review in. Give us a little star rating and move on with your day. We appreciate you guys, though, listening to us when you can. And remember, today on Grinders Live, get started at 3:30. It'll take you up until the 7 o'clock roster lock. Love that platform, and hopefully you enjoy that all this football season. Tomorrow you'll have Crazy Gaby with you, and till then, have yourself a great Monday night in DFS, and we will see ya.
Thanks for listening to the Roto Grinders Daily Fantasy Fix Podcast. Don't miss an episode by subscribing to it on iTunes and Stitcher. And for up-to-the-minute DFS news, please follow us on Twitter at Roto Grinders.